AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Trump administration is unveiling double-digit tariffs on dozens of countries. The temporary 10% levies end today. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
President Trump is citing human rights abuses to impose new tariffs of 10 to 12.5% on products from 60 countries, citing their failure to enforce an import ban on goods produced with forced labor. The announcement came just as the 150-day clock runs out on temporary 10% levies he imposed after the Supreme Court struck down his larger tariffs from February. Under Section 301 of the 1974 Trade Act, the president is permitted to impose such taxes. A statement from U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer says the action will begin to correct what is both a human rights abuse and distortive trade practice. Some products are exempted from the new levies, including oil, gas, fertilizer, and duty-free items protected under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Jennifer King, Washington.
Protesters are demanding accountability following the fatal police shooting of a homeless man in Madison, Wisconsin. Police shot and killed 38-year-old Corey Durrell Ruiz on Wednesday. Police say Ruiz had injured an officer with a knife. Officials are now reviewing widely circulated bystander videos of the incident. But one key perspective will be missing: footage from the officer's body-worn cameras. That's because Madison does not require police to wear them. The U.S. military says it carried out a 13th night of strikes against Iran. It said the strikes aimed to degrade Iran's ability to threaten civilian and commercial ships. Bahrain sounded warning sirens earlier today to warn residents of incoming fire. Congo's health ministry says Ebola has killed more than 1,000 people. It's been called the fastest-moving Ebola outbreak ever, with all of the victims dying in just over 2 months. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that Salman Rushdie is once again testifying in a courtroom.
4 years after being stabbed on stage, Salman Rushdie sat across a New York courtroom from his convicted attacker, Hadi Mattar, at Mattar's federal terrorism trial, telling jurors about the ambush that nearly killed him, blinding him in one eye, in the 2022 attack at a cultural center where Rushdie was scheduled to speak about threats to writers and artists. Mattar is currently serving a 25-year state prison sentence for his attempted murder charge conviction. In the federal terrorism trial, prosecutors say Mattar was acting on an Iranian leader's 1989 call for Rushdie's death because of Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.